Your own day. Turn to your neighbor, say your own day. We are looking at making the most of your life, part 3. And our focus is making the most of your life, engaging the force of kingdom stewardship. That is, making your life most successful through kingdom stewardship. Please pay attention. Don't switch off on me. Just listen. Our Father has always said this line. What you don't know, you don't know. What you don't learn, you won't know. And what you won't learn, you will pay for. In Psalms 82 from verse 5 to 7. Psalms 82 from verse 5 to 7. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk all in darkness. And because of that, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Verse 6. He says, I have called them gods, and all of them children of the Most High. In verse 7, he says, but because they know not, they will die like men. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13, we saw the gruesome price of ignorance. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Secret in life is secret. In life, there are secrets. And as a matter of fact, success in destiny is a secret. The cheapest access to it is the manufacturer's manual. For us, the Bible is our manufacturer's manual. And that makes it the cheapest access to making the most of our life. That makes it the master key to making the most of success from our destiny. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate therein and do according to everything written there. That way, you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. Stretch your hands toward the altar. Whether the devil likes it or yes, your success shall be very good. This is why the personality of the Word, Jesus Christ, who is the access to our good success, to making the most of our lives, Jesus, he made bold to say, I have come that you may have life and make the most of it. Jesus, the personality of the Word, made bold in John chapter 14, verse 6, to declare, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Church, take away life from life. What is left? Death. You can't make the most of life in this kingdom without the Word of life. Therefore, to make the most of life, we must mind the manual of life. To make the most of the manual of life, two things are important. Listen to this. We must become learners of the manual and doers of the manual. The personality of the Word of God, the personality of the manual of God, Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, he made it clear. He said, concerning everyone that wants to make the most of life, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. How? How will you enjoy that rest? How will you make the most of your life? Verse 29, he says, concerning you and I, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Help me tell your neighbor, learn. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate. You shall learn of it. That is the way you make your way prosperous. But it's not only to learn of it. He says, you shall observe to do. These are the two things required of you and I to make the most of life through the manual of life. James chapter 1, 22 to 25. James chapter 1, 22 to 25. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. In verse 23, he says, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. What happens? Verse 24, he beholded himself and forgetted himself. In verse 25, this is for you and for me. The Bible makes it clear. Whosoever looketh into the law and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. May your appetite to learn and to do the word of God be supernaturally intensified. Your amen can turn things around. The cheapest access to making the most of life is minding the manual of life. The second access to making the most of life is following the examples of successful people. Matthew chapter 7, verse 19. Jesus, the most successful of men that walked on earth, he said, follow me. 4:19, please. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Who was he talking to? Peter. And other ordinary fishermen. He told them, your life is bigger than fishing. There is somebody here. God is telling you, your life is bigger than joblessness. Your life is bigger than prolonged stagnation. But what you need is simple. Follow examples. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walks with the wise shall be wise. He that walks with those that make the most of their life shall make the most of their own life. Hebrews 6:12, it says, be ye followers of men who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Now, from the manual of our manufacturer and from proven examples of people who have made the most of their destinies, we can deduce this secret I'm about to reveal. Both parties have the same stand. The secret of making the most of your life is not in your expertise, it's not in your giftings, it's not in your looks. It's a secret. That's why many don't know it. The secret is kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. From the word of God, the secret to making the most of life was revealed. Exodus 23, 25 to 27. What does it mean to make the most of life? How does it connect to kingdom stewardship? Ye shall serve. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your nationality. It doesn't matter your current situation. God just broke loose. Ye shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread. Somebody say fulfillment. Bless your water. Take sickness away from the midst of thee. In verse 26, it says, concerning you, you shall not cast your young, nor be barren. The number of your days I will fulfill. Verse 27. Everybody read with me. 1, 2, go. Verse 27. If you are there, let's read. I will send my fear before thee. Will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. This shall be your new story from today. For doing what? Not for graduating from university, not for marrying on time, not for being tall, not for being a figure eight, for serving me. And from examples of people that has made the most of their lives in this kingdom, the secret remains the same. You want to make the most of your life? They tell you, mind kingdom stewardship. Examples abound. I want to talk about few, as time may permit us. Job, the greatest businessman of his days, did not make the most of his life via his business expertise, but through kingdom stewardship. Look at his testimony. You are calling me the greatest and the richest. Job 36 verse 11. If you obey and serve him, not if you are smart in business. If you obey and serve him, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. In Job chapter 42 verse 15, to 17, we saw that business expertise failed Job at some point. Life happened to Job at some point, but Job still made the most of his life just because he held on to kingdom stewardship. He held on to kingdom stewardship. If you look at the testimony of Abraham, the symbol of sworn generational and eternal blessing, he made the most of his life through kingdom stewardship. Yes, he was a farmer into animal husbandry. He was so successful that the land could not contain him and his brother Lot. They had to sever ties to leave. But that was not the secret of his fulfillment in destiny. God is the God of truth. With him, nothing is hidden. Look at how God saw Abraham. Psalms 105, 40 to 42. That will show you the secret. Psalms 105, 40 to 42. The people asked and he brought quails, satisfied them with bread of heaven. Verse 41. He says, concerning Abraham, he opened the rock and the waters gushed out. They ran in dry places like a river. Verse 42. Everybody read with me, one go. Because he remembered his holy promise and who? Not Abraham, the farmer. Not Abraham, the blessed. Not Abraham, the rich. The root was service. By this service, Abraham fulfilled his life, made the most of his destiny, and influenced his lineage. King David is another example, the modern king of Israel. He made the most of his life through kingdom service. Yes, he was a king, but the kingdom did not secure for him fulfillment. It wasn't the root of his fulfillment. God tells us the root, the secret of David's mega fulfillment in life. What was that? Psalms 89, a long scripture we're going to be reading very fast, from verse 20 to 33. Psalms 89, 20 to 33. Let's be as fast as possible. I have found David, my servant, not the king, not the singer, not the inventor. This morning, we saw so many qualities of David, not the creator, not the songwriter. I found David, my servant. And because of that, look at fulfillment. With my holy oil have I anointed him. In verse 21, it says concerning him, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. Concerning him, in verse 22, it says concerning him, the enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. In verse 23, concerning the same man, the Bible says, and I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. Verse 24, everybody read with me right now if you can. My faithfulness and my mercies shall never. I was thinking somebody's amen would be the loudest. Look at verse 25. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Somebody is having this kind of testimony. His seed also will I make to endure forever. His throne as the days of heaven. Even if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, David, my servant, for his sake, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Why? Not because he was a singer. Not because he was a king. Not because he was an inventor. Simply, I have found David, my servant. Lift up your two hands, declare with me, I choose to serve the Lord. How about Daniel? Exceptional public servant. Political figure in his time. He made the most of his life, not by his expertise in politics. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 20, even the king that appointed him, one of the kings that appointed him, exclaimed, oh Daniel, servant of the living God, not my prime minister, not my advisor. Everyone knew that the secret of this man was kingdom service. And he outlived four kings. And you know kings live long. He made the most of his life serving the Lord. Apostle Paul was an expert in lawyer, in law, expert in building, expert in unionism, expert in terrorism. Yet, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, he introduced himself as the least. As the least. Whatever you have outside kingdom service, listen to this secret. You have nothing. Because it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It's of the Lord that showeth mercy. And what he checks is service. Paul knew that what made him fulfill his life, what made him make the most of life, was not his legal expertise. He knew it wasn't his building, qualification. Look at what he said in Acts of the Apostle, chapter 27, verse 23. Acts of the Apostle, chapter 27, verse 23. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. His root for unshakability was kingdom stewardship. Check all his writings. You will not see any of these qualifications that you brag with. You won't see any of his educational qualification or political qualification. Romans 1:1, Paul, servant of God. Philippians 1:1, Paul, servant of God. Titus 1:1, Paul, servant of God. Even demons knew him, not as a lawyer, not as a builder. Acts chapter 16, verse 17, a demoniac began to follow them. And what was he saying? He was not saying, Paul, lawyer, Paul, builder. He says, Paul, these men are what? Servants of the living God. Stretch your hands here. The grace to begin to maximize the secret of kingdom stewardship, like our father, Bishop David Odebo, take it abundantly right now. The result is that he made the most of his life. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, one man boldly made the declaration, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my assignment. I have kept the faith. In verse 8, a man was talking about what will happen in heaven without God's permission. Henceforth, while I am on earth, shattered batombria atane. While he was on earth, henceforth, nothing tampering with it is laid up for me, a crown of righteousness. I have finished here, and over there I'm secured by service. What a secret that this generation need to grab. What a secret we need to run with. No wonder Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 to 18, he says concerning everybody, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spareth his son that serveth him. Church, hear this. God has interest in his children, but special interest in his servants. Israel happened to be the son of God, but God saw them in Egypt. Until Israel discovered the secret and decided to serve God, God never supported them to make the most of their life. The most of their life was not to be achieved in Egypt. That was a minimization of destiny. But when they chose to serve God, God came down in Exodus chapter 4. He said, Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. If you don't let them go, I will kill you to release them. They are my sons. They didn't just become his sons. But you see, God has interest on his children, but special interest on his servants. You can't compare interest with special interest. So, if you want to make the most of your destiny, you want to be useful in destiny, let God use you. Can you talk to two people, right and left? Let God use you. Church of God, let God use you. The law of use and disuse is of essence in making the most of your life. Hear this. Many great destinies become minimized, become worthless, useless, baseless, needless. Why? Because of the principle of use and disuse. Why are many destinies trapped and caged? Because of no use or wrong use. loaded to the teeth, but useless to the core. Why? No use or wrong use. Look at this example right now. This microphone has capacity to influence 50,000. This tabernacle can sit 50,000. And with this microphone, I can speak. And through it, I can influence 50,000. But you see, if I don't use it, if you don't use it, it is useless, even in its usefulness. Now, watch this. Watch this. Other people are using the microphone, but they are using it wrongly. It's on. It's the microphone. Studio, please get me right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because it is wrongly used. It is still microphone. It is still on. Maybe somehow effective, but very, very minimized. What are you using your voice to do? You are using it. Are you using it well or wrongly? As a believer, you are an instrument of God. When you don't use yourself to serve God, when you don't let God use you, that is no use, which is equal to uselessness. And when you give yourself to wrong use, do you know some people come to church actually and they wear tie and suit? What they came for in this Suit Alive Forum is to find a girl. Now listen, listen. Are you aware that somebody can be in the choir, adult believer in the choir, and his job is from sister to sister? Now, you have a gift of oratory. You have good looks. You are using it, but wrongly. You are allowing the devil to use you. You are allowing the devil to use what God should have used. Whatever is trapping our destiny comes under judgment right now. Living to serve God is making the most of life. Now, what is serving God? What is kingdom stewardship? Very quickly, number one, kingdom stewardship is promoting or advancing the cause of the kingdom. Promoting or advancing the cause of the kingdom. You determine that anywhere I enter, the kingdom must have a shift. You are like our father, Bishop Oyedepo. He enters a place. Is there a church here? No. Oh God, see it. I don't leave this place without a church. The kingdom must move forward. I want to ask you, are you an advancement to the kingdom or a disadvantage to the kingdom? When you appear, does the kingdom advance or retrogress? Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the advancement of the kingdom and its righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. You shall make the most of life. If you believe that, shout aloud, amen. Amen. What is kingdom stewardship? Number two, defending the cause of the kingdom. We are in a generation where the kingdom of God is under attack. Kingdom advancement or kingdom stewardship, it means defending the cause of the kingdom. Contending for the faith of our fathers. If our fathers did not contend for the faith of our grandfathers, we would not have had faith today. But youths, are we sure there are people who are ready to contend for the faith our fathers contended for? They are passing the baton. Is there anybody collecting it, or it will fall in your hand? In the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, contend, contend, contend for the faith. For the faith. Contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Lift up your right hand like a warrior. Say, I contend. Those are people like the three Hebrew boys. They are in Babylon, and the kingdom of God was suffering attack. Everybody was about to forget about God because a man said, nobody bows to any other person except me. These three people said, not in our lifetime. You won't finish God when we are here. We will not bow. If everybody bows, we will not bow. They fought for it and got the kingdom secured. In the days of Daniel, They said, nobody bows again to any other god. Daniel opened his window. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm a fighter. This kingdom must remain. Today, we fight for frivolities. You see people fighting for land. It's my father's land. It's my grandfather's tomb place. We respect it. We buried our fathers here. We are fighting for it. We must keep it. How many years will you keep it? You leave what is eternal. You are fighting for what is temporal. That one is good to fight for. But fight for this kingdom. Because take away this kingdom, our future and that of our children is wasted. Fighting, you get to a school. They are blocking every access for fellowship. You are looking for a way. This kingdom must not be terminated. Look at our father in the faith. They are corrupting Bibles everywhere in the world. Some Bible translations are removing blood of Jesus, removing the name of Jesus. Our father, by the privilege of heaven, got this printing press. One of our assignments is to be printing the original Bible and be sending it to the world in different languages. No matter what they do, we will contend for this faith. What does it mean? To serve God is to be like Esther. When men are chickening out, a girl comes up. If I perish, I perish. But God's kingdom and God's people must stand. Somebody here is blessed. What does it mean? To serve God, kingdom service means dreaming kingdom dreams. God's servant will tell us, you always do well in life dreaming kingdom dreams. 2 Chronicles chapter 6. The Bible says concerning David, because you had it in heart to build a house for God, you have done well. I want to ask you, youths, what is actually our dream? iPhone 11 Max. Lexus. Brazilian hair. Indonesian nail. The latest suit. In fact, some people, Sprite, Fanta. Our father, as he was growing up, as nobody, his thought was, oh God, how come they will be building a church for generations? People that started it will die. Their children will continue in the committee and die. Their grandchildren will continue and die. If you bless me, I want to be part of those building your church so that it will be interesting to behold. Today, he's not only building his church. He's building his churches. Paye. Dream. 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 David will say, I will not give sleep to my eyes until I have a house for the Lord. Our father will enter a place. There is no church. Oh God, see it. I don't live here without a church. Your interest is that you enter a unit. Oh God, fire must break loose here. You enter a church. Oh God, so a revival must break loose. You enter a nation. Your passion is to see the kingdom enjoy acceleration. God shall surprise you. Yeah. Having said this, it's important to know that kingdom stewardship is not a freestyle affair. It's not a do-it-as-you-like affair. It can be acceptable. It can also be unacceptable. In Genesis chapter 4, 3 to 7, two people came to serve God with their offerings, Cain and Abel. You can see there that one was accepted. Abel was accepted. Cain was rejected. I pray for every youth here. Whatever will make God reject you, receive grace to reject them. For our service to be acceptable, number one, it must be done willingly. Determine from today, nobody will push you to serve God. Joshua said in Joshua 21, choose you who you will serve. As for me and my house, by choice. Somebody say by choice. We shall serve the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. If against my will, a dispensation of the faith is committed to me, not a reward. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willingness makes every land good. Church, there is no good land or bad land. People are running away from Nigeria. Many people are making it in Nigeria. People are running to America. Many people are begging in America. God's servant said, don't run to Germany. They may jam you there. Better know that kingdom service is what makes the difference between a people and the others when it is done willingly. Number two, it must be done spiritually, not carnally. Remember, in John chapter 4, verse 24, they that worship God must worship him spiritually, not with eye service. Spiritually, you must be doing it with eternity in view. You must be doing it with the fear of God. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. 50-50. If you seek the kingdom, you make it in a unit without righteousness. You have not made it. You have not made it. You have left the better part, the last part, which is the better part. Seek ye the kingdom and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added unto you. If you seek half, you won't get all. Matthew chapter 7, 21 to 23. Some people said, we serve God. We cast out devils in his name. We heal the sick in his name. And he says, the kingdom of heaven shall be like a division between goats and sheep. Despite their testimonies of service, they will still end up rejected. I want to pray, you won't be in this most profitable kingdom and end up beggarly. Yeah. Number three, to be acceptable, you must serve him faithfully, not faithfully. You must serve him as required by God, not as comfortable for you. As he requires, not as suggested by men. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. God says, do it this way. You do it that way. God says, add righteousness. You add righteousness. God says, forgive. You forgive. God says, submit, you submit. That is how the blessing comes. Proverbs 28, verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. With blessings. With blessings. That shall be somebody's testimony. I thought your amen would turn things around. I said, for somebody here, you have been faithfully serving God. Others have shared their testimony. Your testimony shall be more colorful. Next, we must serve him heartily. God looks at the heart, not at the face. We must serve him heartily. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. God looks at the heart, not at the face. Beware. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Can I hear somebody say, from the heart? That means it has to influence you, spirit, soul, and body. Because from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. By their fruits, we shall know them. But without roots, there can be fruit. It is the root that is not seen that causes the fruit that is seen. Your heart is not seen. That's what influences your life. You must serve God with the totality of your entity. How do I serve him? You must serve him tirelessly. I think this is where some of us need to get it clear. Church, hear this. Many people have stopped before time. That is why they have lost totally. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you shall reap if you don't faint. That means serve him continually until your reward comes. Serve him continually. Give it your best. And go beyond your best. Serve him continually. He may not speak at the beginning, but that is the secret of everyone that made the most of their lives in this kingdom, and everyone making the most of their lives. You heard the testimony of God's servant, Pastor David Ibiome, when he was in this commission. He was not just here as a member, he was here as a servant, serving where others won't want to serve, and getting what others cannot get from God. He wasn't here as a pastor, Bible school student, no, as a servant. So what is God saying? Wherever you find yourself, give it your best. but put God in front. Let me hear somebody say, give it your best, but put God in front. What are the channels of service? First, there is spiritual channel of service, and that covers kingdom advancement prayer. As a lawyer, give it the first position. Kingdom advancement prayer. Get materials that will help you. Go to our website. Connect with spirit-based platforms and arm yourself with opportunities to be serving God with prayer, no matter your profession. David was a king. He was involved in spiritual service of prayer. In Psalms 55, he says, 3 times a day will I pray. That is morning, evening, and at noon. Will I pray and cry aloud? He will hear my voice. Daniel was a prime minister. He was engaged in prayers continually. That was his secret for making the most of his life. The Bible is speaking about Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. He says he was praying 3 times facing Jerusalem, not about him. Kingdom advancement prayer. Look at this commission. We are a commission of signs and wonders. But church, we never smelled what we saw when we amplified our focus on kingdom advancement, especially since 2015 to date. We see surgeries without doctors. We see babies without womb. Now, we have been seeing miracles. We have never seen somebody that has died, somebody that has been put inside the mortuary, somebody that has been, what is it called? Somebody that has been embalmed, resurrected. What brought him up? The God that Oyedepo is serving. 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 I decree, service shall make the difference in your life. It also involves soul winning. Spiritual service involves soul winning. No matter what you're doing, make soul winning part of it. David was a king. He says, I will preach to fellow kings. Many are ashamed of the gospel, including pastors. Make it part of your training. Build yourself to be a soul winner. Do you know what? Until you become a soul winner, you are not a real winner. Point blank, if you are not gathering with me, Jesus said you are scattering with me. And you know what that means? God will not scatter you. Number two, channel is financial. As you are growing, because God will be raising financial juggernauts. I thought they are here. I say God will be raising financial wonders. But you know the secret? Make kingdom dreams your lifestyle. Begin to think, what will I do for the kingdom when I make my first million? What will I do for the kingdom? When, you know, there are so many testimonies. When I was in the university, I had to become the Speaker of the House, Student Union Government, in my days. And in those days, in that school, you dare not dare that kind of position without being a courtist, without blending. So when the coast began to get hot, I went to close my account, went to the fellowship I was serving, and gave it to them. You need a drum? Please, buy the drum with this. Don't mention my name. As at that time, I won the election with ×2 majority. You're asking me, Pastor, did you blend? If I blended, will I still be standing? Tomato that they blend, does it stand? Look at our sister, Nkechi, that came to Shiloh 2019 and shared a testimony how she had our people package their finances towards the kingdom and package her own. This is for the needy. This is my tithe. This is for advancing the kingdom. This is for this. And by that, somebody that had 2-2 in Uniport, you know where Uniport is, God catapulted her to become a name in Harvard. Gave her a salary that can make you speak in tongues even when you are sleeping. Now, after that, she said in 2020, when she was outlining her prayer expectations for the 21 days, God told her, change it to kingdom dreams. She changed it. Oh God, forget about this promotion and this job and this new job for my husband. Now, I want you to help me increase my salary so that I want to build, I want to be part of building missionary churches. I want to be part of this. I want to be, as she changed, everything had already changed before Shiloh 2020. That same sister of last year, this year is married. That same sister got a new job that gave her a salary of 1 month that could build a rural church. Rural church is not 9 million, no. Why are you quiet? I mean, 1 month. Some people have 10 million in their account. They can't work well again. Stretch your hands here. May your elasticity be enlarged to contain more capacity. I want to buy a land for the church in my village. We have people saying, I use my salary in NYSC to paint the church in that place. And as I did it, God gave me an idea. I'm now an employer of labor. I'm now having influences around the world. And all you are thinking, oh Lord, if I finish NYSC now, oh Lord, car, I need to buy a car. Passat. If I can buy Volkswagen, latest model. If I, man, you are minimizing destiny. You are paralyzing destiny. Release your destiny through kingdom dreams. Plan your finances towards a kingdom. Plan your finances towards a kingdom. Lastly, you serve God through in-house service, as we had this morning in Psalms 84, verse 10. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in your house. Don't think that these people serving God are wasting time. Church, I'm not preaching to you so that you will become rich. No. You are already rich. I thought I'm talking to you. You are already rich. Because some people are saying, all these things you are preaching. Is this a, no! Kingdom stewardship is beyond being rich. It's being well, being sound, being peaceful, having your children do well. Didn't you see Sister Debbie bless us today? An offshoot of the Father. Can't you see the children of our Father in the faith? With that kind of thing, even if high blood pressure comes, will you have it? How can your son be having first class, and you have high blood pressure? No. Even if you want to have it, it can't come. Because the good news will kill it. That is it. John D. Rockefeller, the first American billionaire, was a doorkeeper. He's the one that closes the door after everybody leaves. The first American billionaire. I know you're a billionaire, I know. You know, I can't serve God. I can't serve God. I'm busy. I'm busy. You're even speaking oral English. I'm busy. When I joined this commission newly, I saw my gifting as drama. I went to join the drama unit. I was married then, and I had some young people in the drama unit. As we were doing our drama, one of the pastors called me. He says, what are you doing? Don't you know you're married? What are you doing with these children? What are you doing with these children? Church, is that thing I'm doing with these children that dashed me this privilege to be talking to these stars? I was not a pastor. I was a servant. Jesse Penny was serving God with his money. And God was increasing him. At a point, he felt, this thing is getting too much. And he began to reduce, he began to be minimized until he nearly died. Suddenly, he discovered the secret. It's not my business expertise, so it's my kingdom service. He started again, tithing. Today, just browse Jesse Penny Foundation. You see everywhere. The stores are everywhere. Michael Faraday, one of the greatest scientists, was a Sunday school teacher everywhere he entered. Kingdom service is a route. It is not known. That is the secret of many people making the most of their life. You are thinking, is their business, is their expertise, is their skill. No! At the root is kingdom service. Today, your eyes of understanding are open. What's more, use your influence to serve God. Church, have you imagined what it meant when models appear. And they are murdering destiny. And you appear. And you are a decent model. Esther was a decent model. I love it when they announced Neymar. How many of you know Neymar the footballer? One of the days, Neymar was announced as the highest paid footballer. And I watched one of the matches he played. Soon after that, as soon as he scored a goal, he removed his jersey. And in the underwear, I saw Jesus is Lord. I say, Kai, that's the secret. Not because he's the best player. Oh, that's the secret. That's the secret. He's using his influence to advance the kingdom. Some others are using their looks to kill destinies. No. 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 Church. Uselessness will make any person or thing useless. David was a man that never lost a war because he kept fighting wars. One day, people went to war. He didn't go. And in his house, he became demonically creative. His eye became a telescope that can look from his house into another man's bathroom and see the wife. He committed murder. Men, the creativity God has given you, if you don't use it, the devil will use it. Nature abhors vacuum. Therefore, serve God tirelessly. That is your security. Serve God dyingly. Those that say, if I perish, I perish. They don't perish. It's those that say, I don't want to perish, I don't want to perish, that perish. Let me give you an example. Esther, he said, I am defending this kingdom. If I die, I die. Did she die? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, send us to this fire. We are standing for the kingdom. We are serving. If we die, we die. Did they die? Daniel, I will not bow. Did he die? Judas. Did he die? Now, as we go, look at four rewards from it that will make the most of any life. Number one is longevity. You can't make the most of life in the grave. Exodus 23:25. You serve the Lord your God, he will bless your water, bless your bread. And one of the blessings in 26, verse 26, he says, the number of your days I will fulfill. When God is in the business, the devil will have no business. I therefore decree, no youth of this commission shall die in the midst of their days. But you must serve God with these terms. Number two, eternal blessings. There are dimensions of blessings. There are blessings that are seasonal. There are blessings that are temporal. But there are blessings that are eternal. There are blessings that are forever. Can I tell you, Abraham's blessing cannot finish. Our grandfathers, they sang, Abraham's blessings are mine. They claim, claim, claim. Our fathers came, claim, claim, claim. We are here now. We are claiming, claiming, claiming. Our is still remaining. Our children are claiming, claiming, claiming. How? By service. Eternal blessings. Psalms 112. He says, he that fears the Lord and keeps his commandment, including service, his generation is blessed. He's blessed. He's blessed. He's blessed. Rockefeller Foundation. Rockefeller is still having billionaires till today in that family. I read recently, one of the grandchildren died at 100 and something. Megally blessed too. The next that can make the most of any destiny is fearful blessing. Sorry, fearful favor. Can I hear somebody say fearful favor? Psalms 102:13-15. It says, because you favor my righteous cause, I will arise and favor you. And in verse 15, it says, the hidden, everybody shall fear. As the Lord lives, by your commitment to switch to kingdom stewardship, enjoy fearful favor. And lastly, somebody shout distinction. What makes the difference in life is not your effort, is God's finger. Malachi chapter 3 verse 7, He says, I will make a difference between them that serve me and them that serve me not. So no matter the efforts, your case shall always be different. Somebody here who is sure you are returning 2021 with a more colorful testimony, jump up and shout the loudest, Amen. Lift up your two hands, declare with me, as for me and my house. I know you may not be married now. Talk with faith. As for me and my house. Many of you that are not married now, by next year you'll be married. Many of you that are jobless now, by next year you will have house that you are paying. Many of you that are on the line for admission into higher institutions or for postgraduate degrees, by 2021, the testimony is sure. Many of you under any form of family siege, the God of this commission has turned things around already. Many here will become employers before March. Inventions that will change the world is popping out of this place. And this is covering every youth across the nations of the earth. Lift up your two hands, declare with me, and for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Let this be our prayer and meditation, and let it be our profession. Not only profession, let it also be our work. Our work. Learn it, work it, it will work for you. May the God of this commission crown your Shiloh 2020 with turnaround encounters. The next time we are gathering for Youth Alive Forum, under any platform, your testimony will be very colorful. Many of you, before the end of Shiloh, even tonight, you are receiving a miracle job. By your decision to turn to kingdom stewardship, everything is working together for your good. Thank you, Holy Father. How many of you have been blessed? Wave your hands and shout, Hosanna! Go in peace. Return with your testimony. Please join our social media platforms, our Telegram platform, our Instagram platform, our Yahoo platforms in our various stations, so that you can be getting information of what... Sorry, our WhatsApp platform, I beg your pardon. Don't join Yahoo, please. Well, that shows me that some people have made drastic decisions. They don't even want to hear Yahoo. Congratulations. Please, be active in service. Everything will work for you. We share the goodness in fellowship, everybody, surely. God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. Wait. Maybe this is for just one person now. I don't want anybody's blood to be on my head. God have mercy. God have mercy. Take your seat. It won't take us 3 minutes. Take your seat. It's for your good. Take your seat. Take your seat. All eyes closed. All heads bowed. You are here right now. The word of God has touched you. But the devil wanted to deny you of the blessing. You are not born again. I'm telling you the truth. It can't work. It can't work. If you have heard the word of God and you want to surrender to Jesus, stand up. You are the one that God stopped us for. Stand up. Very quickly. The devil is crying now. The devil is crying. He thought he has gotten you. Stand up. Stand up. You want to surrender to Jesus. Stand. God bless you. 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 Now, quiet everywhere. You have given your life to Jesus, but somehow you have sidetracked. You are backsliding. You want to run back like the prodigal son so that you can gain back everything you have lost. Stand up and join them. 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 Amen. Remember, it's a personal decision. If you are ashamed of God, he will be ashamed of you. Stewards, locate them everywhere. Look at them over there. Look at them everywhere and be a blessing to them. They are standing everywhere. Keep clapping for Jesus. Heaven is winning. Heaven is winning. Heaven is winning. Make a joyful noise. All right. All of you standing, stop filling your forms. You complete it later. Put your right hand on your chest. Close your eyes. Bow your head. Say this prayer with me. My Father in heaven, I believe you love me and you sent your son Jesus Christ to pay the price for my sin so that I will live. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. My sins are forgiven and washed with his blood. I am born again because he lives. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. You are saved and the heavens over you are open. God bless you. Complete your forms and hand them over to the stewards closest to you. Church, let us rejoice with heaven. Jump up and shout aloud, hallelujah.